11:30 here on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, joining me on the line is Councillor John Spence, and he's here to talk about United in Kind. So, very good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's lovely to hear from you. Now, first of all, can we ask who are United in Kind, and also if you can explain how they actually came into being as well?
So, United in Kind is effectively a movement that Essex County Council are supporting. And this is all about the concept that many little acts of kindness, every little act of kindness, collectively makes a great difference to people's lives. We are fascinated and interested and keen to support them because this is all about those things that people in the community can do which will make the lives of people better. And we're particularly interested in areas of loneliness and social isolation. Sadly, there's a very great connection between people who are lonely and issues of self, failing to keep each other, failing to look after oneself, possibly leading to poor diet, potentially leading to physical and mental illness. So all that one can do by just doing that little act of kindness to somebody down the road or across the street can make such a big difference in improving their lives and avoiding, actually, the need for them to become dependent on social care.
Now, one of the stats is, did you know that one in four people in Essex have feelings of loneliness and isolation? And one that I think quite a lot of people will know, 500,000 or older people go 5 or 6 days without seeing someone. And it is so easy now to be in contact with people and just let people know that you're there through social media.
It's terrific. It doesn't actually need to be the physical presence, does it? Although
no.
That's greatly appreciated. The phone call, just passing by, just saying hello, or dropping in with a couple of, if you've made a batch of scones, as my wife's just done, passing in with a couple of scones or something. It's those things. I would just say we often think loneliness is the curse of the older person. Mm. I very much regret to say that the single age group now showing the greatest degree of social isolation is in the 16 to 24 age band.
If you've got a little bit of time, and we all say we haven't, but we've all got maybe an hour or 2 or 3 hours, possibly a month, that we could do to make a difference to somebody else's life.
And it makes our lives better too, doesn't it?
Mm.
You know, it's great when you go and help somebody or get involved in an organisation that's helping people. We ourselves feel better, we enjoy doing it, we discover lovely people who are so delighted to see us.
Mm.
That it all builds in itself. So I call it a virtuous circle.
When you go onto the actual website itself, you've got essexmap.co.uk, and if you go there, there's different organisations listed there that will be looking for, you know, maybe a couple of hours, volunteers. But you've also got coaches. You can either offer to possibly get involved with being a coach yourself, or if people out there are maybe suffering a little bit on their own, they can actually speak to somebody as well.
And can I just use that opportunity to pay tribute to everyone, the tens of thousands of people across Essex who do volunteer already and who in just all those hidden, unknown ways, anonymous ways, are making lives better. So many thanks to all of them.
And the motto is connecting people with kindness,
mm-hmm.
which is lovely.
Terrific.
It's brilliant. I think it's a great movement. Hopefully we'll speak to you again and pop into the studio. Hopefully we'll see. You can bring the scones in next time.
Tell Mrs. Spence.
Yeah. Please, Mrs. Spence, can you bring some scones in? But thank you very much. If you want to find out more, as I said, it's all the W's, unitedinkind.org. And if you go there, if you'd like to do a little bit of volunteering, or you'd like to offer to be a coach, or if you know somebody that's lonely, that does need a little bit of help and a little bit of joy in their lives, then just have a look at the website and you can get involved from there. So thanks very much, John,
and you
have a lovely weekend.
And you have a great day too.
Thanks, bye-bye. Don't forget, don't be lonely. There's always somebody you can talk to.